Thank you, Greg. I am so happy to be backstage with our maestro, Christian Macellaro. Christian, welcome back to Philadelphia and congratulations on a stellar first half.
Thank you very much. It's always a wonderful pleasure to be back in Philadelphia, where I've always felt it was the beginning of my conducting career. And to this place, to this incredible orchestra, I feel like I owe so much of what I have learned and what I have managed to create and to build as a conductor.
Well, you certainly have a rapport with the musicians. That was an incredibly difficult Shostakovich violin concerto, and every moment was so together and exciting.
Yes, this violin concerto is one of the pieces that really requires for the orchestra to be involved 100%, I would say, because it has an equal element of importance as the solo violin line. You know, many times concerto is used to showcase or to be able for a soloist to give off their own virtuosic expertise or to show the beauty of the instrument. But in this violin concerto, Shostakovich actually goes far beyond that and requires the orchestra to play both a supportive role but a conversational role, where many times the violin becomes part of the ensemble in one way or another. So it's really a concerto that requires every musician on stage to be fully engaged and to be fully involved in communicating this incredibly profound and deep world that Shostakovich creates.
From elegiac sadness to this sort of biting sarcastic humor, this is not easy listening, this concerto. Why is it important for audiences to be taken to the very brink of emotion that Shostakovich demands?
Well, I think in essence, the whole purpose why we have music is to communicate the deepest, most profound emotions that we as human beings have. I think this is why music was born. This is why the concept of putting that emotion down on paper was, it links us back to the desire that humans had 200,000 years ago to become immortal, to allow our emotions and our sentiments to speak of the immortality that connects us. And I think the notion that we can touch the soul of Shostakovich by listening to his voice, by listening to his emotion, it's such a remarkable, unique way to be able to connect with our past, with our own past. I think it's something that only music can do. It's something that only art can offer.
Speaking of which, you're about to step on stage to conduct Wynton Marsalis's Blues Symphony. You're a great champion of Wynton Marsalis's work. I believe your recording of his violin concerto is up for 2 Grammys.
That's correct. I've been very, very fortunate to meet Wynton about 5 years ago, and we met while working on the violin concerto, on the premiere of the violin concerto, which we recorded with the Philadelphia Orchestra about 2 years ago. And with Wynton, it's wonderful because, you know, I get to call him after every rehearsal, and we have a long conversation about each one of these emotions. And this is what he talks about. He doesn't talk to me. I mean, we correct, of course, anything that it's technical that needs to be corrected or addressed, but he is much more and directly involved in the process of communicating something that is something that speaks to our society today, something that is deeply meaningful to understand in trying to understand who we are as an American society, where we have come from, and perhaps that can define where we're going further. And for me, this is why I am a huge champion on Wynton's music, because I feel that in this time period where everyone is trying to rewrite the history of who we have been, to have a voice that keeps bringing us back to the truth is so meaningful and so deeply important in order for us to create a perhaps much more meaningful and truthful future for who our children will become.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Christy. Congratulations on this concert and everything that's happening in your career. And we can't wait to hear Marcellus's Blue Symphony.
Thank you very much.